out of bed one morning and say, hey, maybe it's not
today. Yeah, you don't want to let those evil thoughts penetrate your mind, because then if it doesn't happen, you're just disappointed. So you always prepare to come out every day, work as hard as you can. Maybe hope for the best, but hope is not a strategy. You have to always be ready to go.
Something Bill was talking about this morning was versatility, you know, in the fourth and how important is that?
I think it's, you know, great. We got a lot of guys on this team that can do a lot of different things, and I think they're going to try to take advantage of that. You know, they're moving guys around. We're doing all kinds of different stuff, and you know, whatever the coaches can scheme up and find that fits our talents the best, that's probably what we'll do, and you know, hopefully it'll work pretty well.
What has the minicamp been like for you?
It's been exciting. It's been great being here with the guys, getting acclimated to everything, you know, off-season program, OTAs, and then minicamp, it's been great just to kind of get a feel for how everyone plays, get to know guys. So when you're coming into camp, you have a strong relationship, and I think that really helps.
How does this affect guys, you know, like yourself that are trying to learn how things are here in the system, and the plays, but missing a practice today to get...
We've got a lot in, I think. We do a good job getting the installation in. Taking one day off, I don't think it matters a lot. I think everybody in the league does it. And when you're coming out and working every day, putting a lot of things in and taking it seriously and studying, and everybody more or less has been at these OTAs, so it's in mini camps. So when you have that type of team cohesion, it's going to help.
How was your time been here?
Short today. Was there a little bit of a sign that maybe they were pleased with how the first couple days of camp went and maybe they'll tire off
you? You have to ask Bill on that. Maybe he was so mad that we've been doing so poorly, wanted to get us out of here. I don't know. You have to ask him why he does the things he does. I'm not trying to get inside his mind.
But you're not complaining at all.
I'll never complain. I think, you know, especially when we've gotten a lot of good work in, I think we've, you know, done some good things out here. So hopefully, you know, that was a sign from him that we've done a good job.
Your time here, has this been what you've expected? Is it different? Is it, I mean?
You know, it's been interesting. You know, my only experience here was watching, you know, this experience, the media resources that you provided. You know, watching Bill on press conferences and, you know, the team on TV. You know, I knew a couple guys, but other than that, I didn't know. And it's been exciting. We've had a great team atmosphere. I was very pleased with how great the locker room was. We've got a tremendous group of players here. And not only that, they're great people. So it's been easy to get acclimated.
What's your focus going to be these next several weeks? Off more of the mental aspect?
You want to obviously stay sharp mentally and go over the book and make sure you know what you're doing. But you know, also you want to stay in shape physically. I think these next 5-6 weeks make a big difference going into training camp, how well you can prepare, what you're doing physically, how good a shape you're in, how strong you are. Because some guys take some time off, and if you can find a way to get an edge over these next 6 weeks, it'll pay dividends come training camp and end of the season.
How do you like Pepper so far?
Pepper's been great. You know, he's a high state guy, and I had a little bit of a relationship. I played with his son there, and he's a tremendous player, and he's doing a great job of parlaying that and helping to coach guys in a way, in a manner that, you know, really pertains to being on the field. Very few coaches were as successful as players as he was, so I think he brings a unique aspect to that environment of coaching.
That kind of break the ice for you, though, knowing his son and everything?
Oh, yeah, it was great. I mean, I've met Pep a couple times. He's a great guy, a very charismatic individual, so he's easy to get along with.
Talk to Jake.
Oh, Ballard, yeah, that was interesting transaction there that happened yesterday, but I think he's excited to be down here now. I mean, obviously, they want him here. He's a little banged up, but I think he's going to work hard to get better. But it's exciting to have him up here. He's a good friend, and you know, knowing him from Ohio State, I'm excited about that.
It kind of caught me by surprise. Where did you know Pepper's son from?
He played at Ohio State.
Oh, okay.
He played there with me, and then obviously Pep played there as well. So he's back in Columbus a decent amount.
Hey, Bobby, Bill said before earlier this morning that maybe you guys are in good shape, working hard now, maybe not quite in training camp shape, but that's something you can get towards the next 5 weeks, 4 weeks before it starts. What can you do as a player to get yourself ready, and what goes into that?
Talent is not required to get in shape and for conditioning. All it takes is hard work, and you've got to come out every day and produce it. No coach can get you in shape, no amount of, you know, extrinsic motivation. It's all got to be internal. Intrinsic motivators, you got to come out every day trying to get in shape for the next 5 weeks. Know what it takes to get your body in shape and your body ready, and you know, that'll obviously reap the rewards of that come training camp.
You're going to be around here, or you're going to be back home?
I'm going to head back to Columbus to see my wife and kids for a while, so I'm excited about that. Thank you.
Thanks, Bobby.